You are listening to The Brain Song with DJ Frogs, the world's most unlikely DJ with the world's worst microphone, on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more. This is The Brain Song. Part C.
He writes, you know, very carefully, documents the aesthetic qualities of the hallucinations he has and so on.
Everything changing too much, the world going too fast,
there'll be no space to dream.
The taking up of drugs in the 18th century, late 17th, 18th century, was part of an advancing desire, you might say, to examine the self and self-identity.
Until about 1925, 1926, the little padding you have under what's now called the elastoplast was always soaked in marijuana as a disinfectant and to numb it.
Most interesting group to look at here is the Bristol Circle, who start experimenting with nitrous oxide laughing gas in 1799. And what they discovered is that if you take large amounts of nitrous oxide, you have extraordinary experience, and your imagination runs wild, and you seem to get in touch with what is often related to romantic nitrous oxide generation, what we call the sublime nitrous oxide.
What is going on now at the level of subjectivity, how we experience ourselves as subjects?
An apparently ridiculous phenomenon.
The more carefully we study things, the more complex they become.
Wilberforce took opium pills three times a day. We know Gladstone took. So on and on it went as a medicinal,
because it's extraordinarily good drug and still is. Heroin is the most wonderful drug in medicine today. People like to go. Like to call it diacetyl morphine to hide the fact that it's heroin. It's the most gentle piece of the pharmaceutical armory for many ill people.
The history is full of physicians who are perhaps sometimes unhealthy enthusiasm for a particular drug.
Mr. Janus was not a terrestrial being. A terrestrial being. A terrestrial being. A terrestrial being. A terrestrial being.
That it may have been a CLD from which God had created all things.
You will have to drop all your categories. All your labels of sinners and saint and this and that. The sinner and the sage meet. Even the sin is transformed. Even the sage is transformed to become a worldly being.
Deep yoga, deeper and deeper levels. And basal connections.
How much LSD you need to cover the world and make it a comfortable place to work on.
The circle of power.
Alpha, beta, delta, theta waves.
Calming, stilling the mind by
in invoking higher forces, in clairvoyance, in meditation. Invoke them through the study of symbols.
The gods have started appearing.
Some side effects can come on many years after taking the tablets. A classic example is with the tablet amiodarone, where side effects can come many years after the tablet was first started.
The memory centers of her brain have been radically altered.
You collect spent plasma relays.
And chromatic resequencing is
typically indicated.
Maybe you're one of those people who can't know enough about your
No matter how intelligent they are, it's just not possible to carry it all out in your head accurately.
By taking certain chemicals, you would, in fact, have a more or less direct effect on your thinking and thinking or direct effect on...
In between the divine methodology...
Floating out of the world.
Blister.
Grapefruit juice interferes with the way certain tablets are broken down in the body.
Unsure in the feet, dizzy, they might have odd feelings round their arms, their legs, their trunk or whatever, tingling type feelings, are electric shock type feelings. The word zapped. ZAPS came to be used to describe what was happening to people.
Many plants, trees, fungi and algae, powerful compounds they contain, are poisonous to us, of course.
They can begin to have dreams, and the dreams can be
trends and patterns.
Yeah, he got bit by a monkey.
It was some sloth.
What is a sloth?
I felt very flurry, headaches, sweating at night, waking up absolutely dripping. My hair, my whole body was actually dripping in sweat. I had terrible bowels as well.
Sense of what evil means.
Bad, base, corrupt, depraved, malicious, malignant, sinful, vicious, vile, villainous, wrong.
Don't cross your bridges before they're hatched.
He didn't have a bottle to stand on.
The symbolism of the roots and bringing fruit to the blossom is symbolic of if we really want to do a good job, we've got to dig.
LSD. Yes, we're seeing the soft edges that shade into eccentric normality.
But what we don't know is what's going on at the level of nerve connections and nerve systems.
It was a sensation. It's quite a high-pitched bang as well at the time.
It leaves a shadow in the mind of this bang, bang, bang.
About the third session, I caught myself humming. That told me that something was happening. And after the sixth session, I noticed that my dreams were no longer grey dreams, but they had colour in them again.
Children, it's time to dance. We must all dance to celebrate.
But I don't want the hot boy.
We're entering a sensory realm that we ourselves really don't understand.
An observatory deep below ground to examine the case of the missing solar neutrinos.
It's an interior dialogue that you manifest physically, you know what I mean? It's my little inner space, isn't it? Writ large.
And that is a reincarnational view, that the soul essentially is migrating through a series of bodies, gaining experience it goes. Sometimes it slides backwards, sometimes it goes forward, hence... Snakes and Ladders was actually originally a Hindu game of reincarnation. And when we die, will our souls find paradise or purgatory,
rebirth, resurrection, or simply annihilation?
Where was the mighty soul? Tucked away in some out-of-the-way compartment? In a tiny gland in the skull, for instance, or spread harmlessly through the body as a fluid, a glow, an aura? Can we be one with a god? Profoundly enough to apprehend, to get a sense of God's being. Are there other modes of being besides what we call the human, into which we can enter? Desire runs both ways. A pulls B because B pulls A, and vice versa. That is how you go about building a universe.
Work with the possibilities of creative possibilities. Convoluted and turn it inside out.
Ooh, getting lightheaded. Good. No heavy head to carry.
Look at the interplay of light and shadow. It's so luminous and vibrant.
Let us make a simple mental experiment.
Radically changing the way we view the physical world, both on a very large as well as on a very small scale.
There's about 65 billion neutrinos passing through every square centimeter of your body every second.
Vanishingly tiny fundamental particles.
Aleister Crowley.
The man who spews truth from every orifice.
You have to build, in a sense, a kind of neurological carrot and stick into the brain in order to train it to do the right thing at the right time. When you play the game of life, you've got trouble, you've got strife. The name of your associations with demons.
I said to the brothers of the Inquisition plainly, either we live by accident and die by accident, or we live by plan and die by plan.
The link to to spiritual forces.
This is a very long way down.
And why should reality make sense to us?
These things called superpositions, so the particle is in one place and at the other place at the same time. It's what's called a superposition of the two alternatives.
Having a whole variety of experiences that were completely outside past experience.
Gobbledygook, 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 gobbledygook.
But there is also...
Up and down, not side to side,
side to side, or back in time.
LSD.
LSD. LSD. LSD. LSD.
Well, that's what I'm here for. I mean, you're young, successful, you're naked. You want a car with a radio, right? You kids like music, right? Huh?
Tenth spirituality.
We're in a mysterious world of near darkness here.
The center of the conception of spirituality in the divine.
The important thing is that these people were selected in some ways communicators in ancient religion. And bones here at West Kennet were certainly taken out, used in ceremonies, taken up for rituals, so that the dead could actually be present at the ceremony.
The druids are concerned with the worship of the gods, look after public and private sacrifice, and expound religious matters. The druids are wont to be absent from war, nor do they pay taxes like the others. It is said that they commit to memory immense amounts of poetry, and so some of them continue their studies for 20 years.
Let the rivers of creativity flow through us to inspire us. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail, welcome.
It's the spirituality of the individual. What holds it together is this reverence for nature, for the ancestors, and the stories of our ancestors.
At the glyph of a bygone day, or e'en as a steer in the nicht, ye hae droopit them a' in a dwarm. In the morning it braids and it dwattles, or nicht it lies morn and wind. For in your anger we are forfeited, and in your wrath are we gone clean doom. Our faults ye hae set for mercy, our weal habit sins in the glint of your glower. For what day all our ain dreams by your anger, and our years were raw like the sun of a sun. Deeper and even more evil level.
And hey presto, a miracle.
Hailing the moon.
The center of the conception of spirituality in the divine.
The center of the conception of spirituality in the divine.
Switches on. It's an opportunity.
An opportunity to do what?
To do what? Everything. To do everything.
he's a psychonaut.
Your aura looks terrible.
When he got his leg back after it'd been hanging by a thread, he decided giving up was for the birds. He decided he was going to begin by living deliberately.
I've been thinking about this one. It's conceptual. Yeah. All right, what is it?
This is stars. Hardwired in our brain is an information processing system that takes information to some degree of resolution. In other words, when something bothers us, we think about it, talk about it, mull it over, dream about it, read a book on it, and it becomes integrated. That is, what we don't need is discarded. What is useful is retained with appropriate affect. In other words, we learn from it. And it becomes a past event.
Physiologically, what's happening in your brain is you can only sustain heightened anxiety for 15 minutes. And so I know that if I can stand it for 15 minutes, the thought will actually dissipate.
The information can get locked into the nervous system as this memory gets frozen. The time we're reminded of this memory, we again experience the images, the thoughts, the emotions. Again,
process of brainwashing.
If your brain is stained with corrupt thoughts, then you need to wash it
in order to clarify those ideas and thoughts.
For a long time, we sort of thought that the apple brain sort of, see, that was it, didn't grow. There was no what we call neurogenesis, no new growth of neurons.
Stimulating the information processing system. Obsessional thought, which is an unwanted thought that hops into your head for no reason whatsoever.
Shiva, one of the main deities of Hinduism, one of the most complex gods of India.
I became a metamorphosis, a shaper, specializing in special jokes for the chronically unconcerned.
Achieve spiritual illumination.
During a very traumatic event, the body has various chemicals that it releases to help the body prepare and cope with it.
You mean chaos?
It all comes down to this. A lonely minute. Silent as a crying baby. Empty as a full bucket of water.
The king sits in Dunfermline Toon, drinking the blood of red wine. Oh, where can I get a skinny skipper to seal the ship of mine?
Hello? It's only me.
absolute truth.
Vision of absolute truth.
Man progresses by the force that he carries.
For the strange ways in which the world might be affected by mysterious powers and processes over and above the ordinary life of the material world.
What?
That the mitochondria that they're able to transform the...
Material.world@bbc.co.uk.
More lyrically questionable.
Something fell onto his head. Something light and painless. Several times, Gren had seen and been worried by the dark, brain-like fungus that attached itself to other creatures.
You are human.
Fuzzy and secret things. The things that are somehow extra to the ordinary world.
While human flesh and spirit had been stretched to the limit in pursuit of...
LSD.
The end of this world as we know it, and the beginning of a beautiful, wonderful takeover of the earth by
LSD, 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 LSD.
Take this mark of the beast, 666. I'm not saying what the mark of the beast is, what is the 666, how they're going to implement this control.
Worship and liberty and love.
The law of love.
Crowley.
Maybe you worship the god with the head of an elephant.
She's left one street for a zombie.
Powerful icon that's called the Universal Tree of Life, which we believe relates all groups of organisms one to another, and it's based on the sequences of one or a few genes.
While human flesh and spirit have been stretched to the limit in pursuit of...
LLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLLL
needs to save us.
How's he doing?
He's on maximum dopamine and
LLLE.
The brain the size of a marble.
Just
see God's light pulsing in the lines of the human face. To see eternity in a blade of grass.
For the strange ways in which the world might be affected by mysterious powers and processes over and above the ordinary life of the material world.
Magic when you can have
I just realized that I've crossed a psychological barrier.
You haven't been letting your magic slip, have you?
Also with us, female with a fearsome talent.
Goddess.
This is Priscilla. She's built around a plastic skeleton, so she has all the same dimensions as a human. She looks a little bit like the sister of the Terminator.
And you ever worry that you could be taking too many?
Yeah, I mean,
because there's no scientific
evidence to exactly what
Didn't like the mind numbing effects of the medication.
I'm usually moody quite a few times every day. You know. In the morning you're feeling great. Half an hour later you're wondering why you're here. What the whole point in life is. Just changes. Randomly. The whole point in life is just changes. Randomly.
We've sort of figured out what sort of decisions might lead to pain, and what sort of decisions might lead to pleasure, or positive outcomes.
In a kind of neutral, non-anxious dimension. A process of becoming someone that one wasn't before.
Enormous possibilities.
I didn't realize that it wasn't normal for things to be the way they were.
The Bristol Circle, who started experimenting with nitrous oxide laughing gas in 1799. And what they've discovered is that if you take large amounts of nitrous oxide, you have extraordinary experiences where your imagination runs wild. And you seem to get in touch with what, you know, the later romantic generation will be called the
The effect of the nitrous oxide was
Just nitrous oxide on its own.
The Bristol Circle, who started experimenting with nitrous oxide laughing gas in 1799, and what they've discovered is that if you take large amounts of nitrous oxide, you have extraordinary experiences where your imagination runs wild. And you seem to get in touch with what, you know, the later romantic generation will be called the sublime. Laughing gas.
The effect of the nitrous oxide
We look at things, we see beautiful patterns, we see symmetric patterns, and there is no question that our visual system latches on those patterns very, very readily. If you see something that's circular, it's a circle.
The left side of the brain is usually concerned with language. The right half of our brains are processing non-verbal material, such as complex visual images, faces and colours. It's good at processing the musical qualities of sound as well.
But the frontal lobe is the part of the brain where undoing will most change. That's the area of the brain where involved in judgment, strategy, and organisation.
People's ideas change.
As long as my ideas change.
The pavement shimmered a little.
Examine my eyeball.
Wow, it's like you're reading my mind, man.
Oh, aye. People said me and Bill were mad, running with squirrels and that socks.
All in the mind.
These incredible visions focused on other worlds. Other visions.
Different strands of thought.
Lovely. Truly bliss. Lucifer's legacy.
It's a wonder I'm not the maple. Wilkes. Tates. Don't think about the Tates.
This set me thinking about symmetry and asymmetry in life, the universe, and almost everything.
Robert, my legs in jelly, and call me Brenda.
Profound and beautiful explorations of the mystery.
Going blind through cider.
Vocal sampling, and...
Mescaline, psilocybin, peyote, THC, MDA, Jimson weed, Riaz Diabolica, Amanita Muscara.
Where the bloody hell's everyone gone?
Everyone appears to have disappeared. Seems to be happening to everyone at the moment.
Hold on to your teeth, boys. But where are that rock? It's putting me off my decking.
Taking something, smut,
putting a number at the take
noise. Nothing for your ears.
People with severe mental illness, dangerous personality disorders.
Help. It's all a bad dream then. Bad dream.
I've been replaced by a box.
All should be well, and all should be well, and all manner of things should be well.
I found that in psychotic states I was open to forces which I construed as coming from beyond myself. And that these were very similar to feelings that I had in spiritual states of mind, beyond myself, in spiritual states of mind, psychotic states.
Hemp sauna and
come out screaming with pleasure. Come out screaming with pleasure.
My hair by this time, of course, was standing on end and I was bright pink like a lobster.
Do you have a visual display system I can access?
There's a sort of brain growth spurt.
Do you remember? Oh, it's like deja vu over again.
The circle of power.
Thought. There may have been a sea of LSD from which God had created all things.
The soul essentially is migrating through a series of bodies. Gaining experience it goes. Sometimes it slides backwards, sometimes it goes forward. Hence, Snakes and Ladders was actually originally a Hindu game of reincarnation.
I wonder if I might pick your brain.
What you're doing when you feel most free.
I feel most free when I'm free.
I used to feel most free when I went to
I feel most free when I'm allowed to sometimes split infinitives, confused my tenses, to get words of out order, to employ common or garden cliches, and to indulge in tautological
Get into bed and take more drugs.
They can often feel weird, strange, unreal, as if they don't know who they are or where they come from. I think these are often linked to trying to integrate sexual feelings.
Slide into a world of quite heavy drug taking.
I never thought I was going to die. I mean, I think I wanted to. But I had this awful feeling. A wind was blowing through the world in the 60s, there's no question. And it blew a lot away. And then I'd switched the channel and the Pope was playing Wembley.
Let him feel the probing power of your blue eyes. Destroy him! Destroy the evil one!
You could see a spark in his eye.
Let's do it boldly here and now, and we've got time to change the world.
And I thought, this is it. I'm gone. I'm going now.
It was the first acid trip I ever had. We had a wonderful day. And in fact, we were just calming down. We'd been on drugs, as they say, all day.
I'm a fabulous beast.
There was LSD in the heart.
They didn't find it.
Well, no, the eyes, that's why I've always thought it was a satire. They did find it.
the guy who it belonged to, who we didn't even know, said it was film, and they believed him, and they never unwrapped it. You know, they knew so little about it. They picked up a piece of hash from his pocket, thought it was a bit of dirt, and put it back again. I know what we were doing was illegal, I realise that.
Were you emboldened perhaps by having taken the odd substance or two?
No, I was just like that. No, I wasn't. I didn't need drugs. Need drugs.
He's dreaming now. And what do you think he's dreaming about?
Nobody can guess that.
Why? About you. And if he left off dreaming about you, where do you suppose you'd be?
Where I am now, of course.
Not you. You'd be nowhere. Why are you in some sort of thing?
Doing outfit.
It seems very pretty, but it's rather hard to understand. Somehow it seems to fill my head with ideas. Only I don't know exactly what they are. Revelations of divine love. But I didn't want to take things that I wasn't sure what would happen. And even sort of drugs, like with a capital D, LSD, I only took it five times. I felt I needed it.
He put on me a piece of blotting paper soaked in spirits of mustard, and gave me some more powder and quantities of chamomile tea.
A piece of blotting paper soaked in acid trip. We humans, of course, have a big brain. From pictures of it, you'll be familiar with the deeply wrinkled appearance of its outer layer, rather like a walnut. This tissue, of which the human brain has a great deal, is the cerebral cortex, the cleverest bit.
2 million years ago, the brainiest organisms on the planet were not hominids, were not human ancestors. They were dolphins.
American scientist has now been invented a better mouse. The creature has a bigger brain.
The brain of the future.
You are listening to The Brain Song with DJ Frogs, the world's most unlikely DJ with the world's worst microphone, on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in. Visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives and more. Yoko Ono, and the sun is here.
The sun is down, the sun is down, the sun is down, it's getting so dark. The sun is down, the sun is down, the sun is down, it's getting so dark. Oh, where the stars, where the moon, the stars should shine the river. Maybe the river's even too cold for them. The sun is down, the sun is down, the sun is down, it's getting so dark. The sun is down, the sun is down, the sun is down, it's getting so dark. Throwing away the mirror in the river. I don't need it.
No,
I can walk without it.
Yeah.
It's time for me to go and walk. The sun is down, the sun is down, the sun is down, it's getting so dark. The sun is down, the sun is down, the sun is down, it's getting so dark. The sun is down, the sun is down, the sun is down, it's getting so dark. The sun is down, the sun is down, the sun is down. It's getting so dark. The sun is down. Secret garden.
Have you noticed how I put all the good stuff at the end, so you have to listen to my crap first? Now we're leaving the studio to go for an outside broadcast at the Dolphins AGM. Over, everybody back on the coach.
Sit down, 18. Sit down, sit. That's your last warning, 18, next time I strap you in. All right, 8 hours in the coach and you're hysterical. What are you going to be like in 3 days? Pull yourself together, man. You've only seen 5 capitals. You've got another 18 to go. Right, wake up, 12, wake up. Now, in 20 minutes, we will be leaving Italy and entering Switzerland, which is a different country. So finish your spaghetti, throw the cans out of the window, and put the primer stoves back under your seats. You may now open your souvenir plastic bags marked not to be opened till Italy. You'll find a small green plastic replica of the Tower of Pisa. Don't try and stand it up, it's made that way. Now in half a minute, we'll be crossing the border. You don't need your passports here, we've got a special arrangement. They just stamp the coach. We're in Switzerland. Now, Switzerland is famous for its mountains, cheese, clocks, and chocolate, nothing else. Open your plastic bags, mark Switzerland, and you'll find a small piece of chocolate. Eat it up quickly, we're not here long, it's a small country. Right, now wake up, 12, wake up. There's another capital coming up in a moment. I warned you all before. If you miss a capital, you do the whole tour again. Now, Bern, B-E-R-N-E, Bern is coming up on the right-hand side of the coach in a moment. Sorry, it's getting a bit dark, shine your torches out of the window. There it is, over there, right, tick, Bern. Now, Bern is the sixth, you missed that, didn't you, 9? What do you mean you can't find a chocolate 9? No excuses, you missed a capital. Right, that's number 9, Thompson. You'll do the tour again. Stop screaming. Stop screaming. Hold him up somewhere. Never mind, he's fainted. All right, we'll have an emergency stop here. Please stop. Everyone out. In. Everybody back in. You were last 22. You'll watch the coach. Right. We're off again right now. The midnight bathe in the crystal clear waters of the Swiss lake as referred to in the brochure. The coach will be passing through the lake in 30 seconds. Get your swimming costumes on now. Open the doors, driver. This is where I leave you. There's another courier waiting for you on the other side of the lake. Breathe in when I say breathe in. Breathe in. Good luck. Goodbye. No drowning.
John Cleese from I'm Sorry I'll Read That Again.
See you next week.